Blog Talk Radio.
By the blow of your hand. When with rebukes, and rebukes means criticisms. You correct men for iniquity, iniquity, immoral, for sinful behavior. You make his beauty melt away like a moth. A moth is an insect similar to a butterfly. Surely every man is a vapor. Remember this theme. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Do not be silent at my tears, for I'm a stranger with you, a sojourner. A sojourner means a temporary stay. As all my fathers were. Remove your gaze, your intense look, that's what gaze means, from me, that I may regain strength before I go away and am no more. I have read to you in its entirety, Psalms 39. Let's have a word of prayer, Sheen. Our Father in heaven, thank you for this day and every day. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from my city, Detroit, Michigan, as I hope you always will. Father, I ask that all churches that are worshiping you on Sunday and believe in you, as they allege, will honor your fourth commandment and all commandments, and start worshiping you on the Sabbath day, the Saturday, just as Jesus did. As always, Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us sheep good health, sane mind, love, peace, joy, happiness, wealth, and prosperity in all things. In your Son's name, amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath is your day of rest. Sabbath starts Friday evening, sundown, and ends Saturday evening, sundown. You have your New King James Version of the Bible, your notepad, pen, pencil, or paper, and of course, a glass of water. Let's turn to the second epistle of John. No, the first epistle of John. We're going to start reading at chapter 3, verse 1. But before I start reading from the epistle of John, an epistle means letter, I want to tell you that I had started to change my mind, and I was going to read to you from the book of Luke, chapter 2, and it talks about how Jesus was born to Mary, meaning that this is the Christmas season. We're celebrating Jesus' birth. And once I started reading, I got down to Luke chapter 2, and you'll find that the first census took place while Quirinius was governing. And I thought, well, this would be a fine time for me to look on the computer and find out when Quirinius started governing. And that way I can find out the year of Jesus' birth. To my surprise, I found that Quirinius started governing 12 to 15 years after Herod's death, which means Quirinius was not governing during Jesus' birth. The book of Luke has errors. I just threw up my hands, and I said, this is just too much ambiguity. Ambiguity means uncertainty or inexactness, as I found in the book of with the books that Paul wrote. So I have decided that the books that are in the New Testament that do not have the names of the disciples found in the book of Matthew, chapter 10, if they do not have the names Matthew, Peter, James, Andrew, John, then I will not read those books to you. Of course, you're welcome to read those books on your own. But as I said, there's too much inexactness or uncertainty in what they're saying for me to tell you. And it's about me saving my soul, see, as well as saving yours. But what I did find about the celebration of Jesus' birth, and what you do is you Google down to how Jesus' birth. Yeah, just to go to Google and find out how Christmas started. That's what I want you to Google, how Christmas started. And you'll find an essay, and you'll learn that the celebration of Jesus is tied into a pagan ritual, a Roman pagan ritual called Saturnalia Festival. And it starts from December the 17th and ends on December the 25th. And what they did was they chose a person in their village that they did not like, and they let this person live it up for 7 or 8 days, drinking, sex, and whatever they wanted. There was no law. There was no Roman law during that festival time. And on the 25th, they killed that person that they did not like. So it's up to you to celebrate Christmas if you like. However, in that essay, I want you to continue reading, and you'll find that there was this professor emeritus, Joseph Fitzmyer, and in part E, he says that his guess is that Jesus' birth occurred on September the 11th, 3 BCE, and BCE means before the common era or before the current era. So I found that interesting, and I want to share with you. Now, let's turn our Bibles to the first epistle of John and start reading with me in chapter 3, verse 1. It reads, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed." Bestowed means presented on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world do not know us because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And with my, when I first did my first program on Blog Talk Radio, I told you all the reason why I do what I do. And I had a vision, a dream, where I was looking for Jesus because at that time I needed him in my life. And he was walking around where I was. He was walking in the area where I found him. And there was a mountain of babies where you could just barely see the sun. These babies were coming off of the sea like sip, sip, sip. And I knew that if I found Jesus, he would get me out of that place because I did not belong there. And he told me to feed his sheep. And what I saw, I'll tell you, I said was Jesus, I knew it was Jesus, because when I spoke to him and when he spoke to me, I knew it was him. But when I looked at him, his face was invisible. You don't see a face. What he had on was a hoodie robe. This long brown robe had a hood on it and it had a gold belt around his waist. But I knew it was Jesus because I just knew it was him. And he told me to feed his sheep. But I think what I cannot say what he actually looked like because he was invisible. He was a spirit. Let's pick up reading at verse 3, chapter 3, verse 3. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. So what is lawlessness, you ask? Well, that's breaking God's law, his commandments and statutes. Read the book of Leviticus. One day I will probably read that book to you. Let's pick up reading in verse 5. And you know that he was manifested. Manifest means to appear, to take away our sins. And in him there is no sin. Whoever abides or thus remains in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor know him. Little children, let no one deceive you. And this is what I'm trying to do. It also says that in the book of Matthew, I think chapter 24, verse 4, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, but he who, just as he is righteous. Let me read verse 7 again. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, appeared, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Did you hear me, sheep? Do you understand what I'm saying? This is very important in my view. Let me read verse 8 again. It says, he who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God, Jesus, was manifested, appeared, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So what is it that you don't understand? There's nothing that you don't understand about that. I know you do. You're smart. Let's pick up reading at verse 8. At verse 9. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, but his seed remains in him. And he cannot sin because he has been born of God. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Did you know that, sheep? Well, no, I didn't. I'll tell you, I did not know this. Let's read verse 10 again. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. They appear. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not have love for his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that you should love one another, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one who murdered his brother. And you'll find that in the book of Genesis, I forget what chapter that is, but Cain slew Abel. He killed his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's works were of righteousness. Now, I never knew that until now. I used to wonder, why would Cain kill his brother? Because of vegetables? But it is not. Because he gave his vegetables and Abel gave his sheep. Let me read verse 12 again so that we can all be on the same page. We will all know and understand why Cain slew his brother. Verse 3 of 1 John chapter 3. It reads, "Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother." And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. So that's why Cain slew Abel. "Do not marvel, my brother, if the world hates you." And the world seems to, most of the world seems to hate a person of me, my color, my brownness, my African heritage. Verse 14, "We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death." Wow. "Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him." So young women, old women, young girls, do not abort your birth, your children, because no murderer has eternal life, according to what John says. No murderer has eternal life abiding in them. And this is what we are striving for. We're striving to get into the kingdom of God, to the kingdom that Jesus talks about in the book of Matthew. Let's pick up reading at verse 16. "By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love the word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure." That means have no doubt. Assure means have no doubt in our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemns us, God is greater than our hearts and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he commands, as he gives us commandment. Now, he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know that the Spirit abides in us. Let me read verse 24 again. Now, he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us. Chapter 4. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ has come into the world is of God. Every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit, excuse me, I have an interruption here. Excuse me, I'm going to stop reading here, and we'll pick up at this chapter next time. Excuse me, sheep. I didn't say my closing prayer. I'm going to say a prayer. And let us all pray that our Father in heaven protect us constantly from the evil one. And we thank him for delivering us from temptation and from all evil. We thank him for giving us peace, good health, and wealth. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, sheep, take God along with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I'll be with you next time.
To be thankful and glad. that Jesus is love.